Panthers have been looking pretty sharp tonight with their rebounds and offensive as well as defensive boards. And O'Daniel inbounds to Haley Jensen. Picks up her dribble way above the three-point line, and so he has reached in, or excuse me, picks up the blocking foul from 33, Jewel Galaktikoff. I think I'm saying that right. Apologize if I'm not.
That's right.
And O'Daniel passes into Zoe, back to Hannah. Zoe inside, shoots two, a little long, rebound by Jill Carl, who passes to Jewel, shoots three, in and out. Haley Jensen couldn't quite hold on to the rebound as Jewel shoots a two, rebound by Zoe Wassman, who passes to Hannah, and Haley Jensen will bring up the ball with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Hannah skips past to Zoe Wassman. Haley Jensen dribbles in to Zoe inside. A little panicking there by the Panthers. Might get the shot off. Obvious frustration by John O'Daniel, slapping the floor.
And at the end of the first, the score is 7-6, Panthers leading.
Got to be difficult for the Lady Panthers, having only one shooter or at least one person willing to take shots on their team, Hannah O'Daniel. Tight defense has been played by both teams the entire game. Bounce to Haley. Bounce pass to Zoe Wassman. Back to Haley. Hannah inside feed to Jade. Looks like a foul. No call. And missed shot is grabbed by 15. Yelani Stockton dishes to Jewel, bringing up the ball. Turns it over. Steal by Jade Cook. And Haley Jensen will bring the ball up. Haley Jensen to Hannah on the left side. Back to Haley. Out to Zoe, inside to Jade, who drives in to Kara. Steal by number 3, Raven Chasen. Pass break. Haley Jensen with the good hands to break up that and tips the ball out of bounds. Jill Carl inbounds to number 24, Courtney Guthrie, who passes out to Chasen. Jill Carl drives in. Jay Cook with the rebound again. This is to Haley, who will bring up the ball. Good crossover by Haley Jensen. Picks up her dribble and passes to Hannah inside for two. No good. Jay Cook with a rebound. Picks up her dribble in the corner. Kara Whitehead to Haley Jensen. Over and back, barely balls. Bounced on the line, and the ref calls over and back on Haley Jensen. Panthers running a 2-3 defense. Jill Carl to Raven Chafin. Back to Carl, who drives in but traveled before she could do so. Turnover. Lady Panthers ball. 6-7 with 6 minutes and 30 remaining in the first half. Lady Panthers up. Haley Jensen with a good crossover. Bounce pass to Hannah. In for two. Good. 9-6. Hannah O'Daniel with a bucket. Jill Carl bringing up the ball to Jewel, who shoots another three. It rolls out once again. Zoe Wassman with the rebound. Who passes to Hannah to Haley, who will bring up the ball to Hannah. Driving in, bounce blocking foul called on. You know who that was, Zach?
I didn't see.
I think it was, well, the scoreboard says number one, but there's no number one on either team, so I'm not really sure about that. Haley Jensen picking up a blocking foul from Jewel.
Galacticoff.
That's Jewel's second foul of the game, and she will be subbed in for number 32, Keona Rudick. Haley Jensen inbounding to Hannah, to Zoe Wassman, who can't quite hold on to the pass from Hannah.
Oh.
And Hannah with a quick steal, a two-pointer. Looks like she was fouled on the way up, but no call. Jade Cook with good hustle, but can't quite grab that one. But it's tipped out of bounds.
Pass up top to Jill Carl. And a drive by Raven Chafin. Pass inside. Guppies. Ball's being tipped around. And it's a steal by Haley Jensen. Good ball handling. Go Daniel to Whitehead, and she throws it out of bounds.
Looks like that one was a little slippery. Couldn't quite hang on to that.
Jill Crowell up top to Raven Chafin. 32 with a three-point shot, and it's no good. Jade Cook rips down the rebound and passes it off to Jensen. Osmond down low, passes to Cook. Jade brings it back up top. Oh, still by number 15. And she passes it off to Jill Carl. She brings it up the court. And it's too much pepper on that one as she throws it out of bounds.
Coach John O'Daniel giving a little bit of advice.
Daniel on the side. And
that one takes a bad bounce and rolls over the top of the backboard as the Chiefs take the ball out of bounds. Jill Carl bringing up the ball to the wing to Raven Chafin. Back to Carl. Timeout called as tight defense played by the Lady Chieftains coach. That is a 30-second timeout. Six to nine with 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the half. I don't know why the scoreboard says 2-33, unless it's the other way around. So, number 33 has two fouls. That's Jewel, who's hitting right now. Four fouls, team fouls for the Panthers, as well as Lady Chieftains, as Carl inbound to number 32, Keona Rudick. And a steal made by
Kara Whitehead. She passes off to Hannah and handed to Cook. And there's a jump ball down to the key.
As she is double-teamed in the post.
Pollock coming on top of the ball. And Jill Carl brings the ball to the top. Pass to Raven Chafin. She drives down low. Ooh, bounces it off the side of the backboard.
She tries to grab her own rebound, but Haley Jensen hangs on to that one as another jump ball is called, and Panthers retaining possession.
Jensen bringing the ball to the court.
Good crossover to Hannah on the wing. Down low to Kara, who can't hang on to that pass either, as that one bounces out of bounds and turnover. Lady Chieftain's ball. Carl, who's number three, Raven Chafin, who misses the inside two, grabs her own rebound out to number 32, Tiona Rudick. Back to Chafin, who banks in a three-pointer. Ties the game 9-9 with 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in the half. Haley Jensen to Hannah to Jade inside, who's fouled on the way up and will go to the line to shoot two. John O'Daniel offering some advice to Kara Whitehead about the catching of her passes so far. Jade Cook missing the first free throw. And the second. Rebound is grabbed by Kehlani Stockton, who passes to Carl, bringing up the ball to Raven Chafin. Steal by Haley Jensen, who is fouled on the opportunity for a fast break. That's Guthrie's first foul of the game. Sixth team foul for the Kwok Chieftains. Panthers having only four. As Hannah inbounds to Jay Cook, who is blocked by Jill Carl. And a travel is called on Kara Whitehead as she tried to call a timeout. As the Chieftains take possession of the ball.
Carl bringing the ball up the court. And a pass to 32. Tip. Over to Joe Carl on the other side of the court.
Raven Chafin down to the top of the three-point line. Rudick back to Chafin inside to number 12. And out to Jonah Rudick, who misses the shot. Jill Carl grabbing the rebound, missing another shot. Rebound grabbed by Zoe Wassman, who will dish to Haley Jensen to bring the ball up. Haley Jensen to Kara, shoot for two. A little long on that one as it bounces out of number 12. Mariah Sanderson, as Panthers will run the inbound play. Inside feed to Jay Cook. Good look, but can't quite make it.
Tipped by Kara Whitehead as she gets the steal.
Zoe Wassman with some good defense. Haley to Hannah for two. Looks like a foul. Push called after the shot on the ground.
Minute and 18 seconds left here in the second quarter. And the score is tied up at 9-9.
They are now in bonus, the Lady Panthers, and Hannah will go to shoot a 1-1. Hannah, pretty consistent free throw shooter, missing the first, but Jade with a good box out. Panthers will retain possession of the ball. Haley Jensen inbound to Kara Whitehead at the top of the three, who shoots a three, no good, and rebound by Jill Carl. Jill to the corner to Tiona Rudick, who shoots the three. It hits 12-9 with a minute remaining in the second in the first half. Haley Jensen picking up her dribble, looking for Zoe Wassman. Top the three-point line, back to Kara, who drives in. Looks like she was fouled, but doesn't get the call. As Jay Cook with some tight defense on number 12. Ryan Sanderson, near steal by Hannah O'Daniel.
Jill Carl drives, and this is late.
Good defense by Zoe Wassman, choosing to go straight up, but not for the block, as she hits that one out of bounds. Jill Carl inbounding the ball. To Raven Chafin.
Over to Rudick.
Shoots the two and misses, as that one is tipped out of bounds by Jill Carl.
24 seconds left in the half, and 12-9, Chieftains lead.
Lady Panthers in bonus. Zoe Wassman driving in, fouled on the way up, or on the ground, but it is 1-1, so the refs not recognizing the bonus. Talk it over, and Zoe Wasserman going to the line to shoot. Zoe Wasserman headed the first free throw. Joe Carl, a bit of confusion, not recognizing that it's 1-1 either. Zoe Wasserman breaks that one. Jade Cook with a rebound, fouled on the way up, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Jade has looked dominant on the boards on both sides of the court tonight. Jade has 10 rebounds.
Her first attempt is no good. She will be shooting a second.
That's the second free throw, 11-12 with 12 seconds as block and bounce it off. Skip pass, long pass to number 32, Fiona Rudick, steal by Hannah, who can't quite hang on to it as it's dribbled out of bounds, as the Guac Chieftains will retain possession with 4 seconds left in the first half. Joe Carl, long pass to Fiona Rudick, number 3, who misses the three-pointer. Raven Chafin missing the three-pointer. And that concludes the first half of Lady Panthers at Guac Chieftains basketball here on the island. We're going to take a 9-minute break.
And we'll be returning to you at about 8:02 or so. 8:02. Thank you for that. And we'll get back to that very soon, and let you know you are listening to Gage Dennis, Haynes, Skagway, Cluckwan. It's about 7:54 as we speak, and again, we'll rejoin basketball at about 8:01 soon after the